beautiful, Mary.
Thank you.
I was going to ask you a funny thing during when you were talking composing, how much writing you do.
I'm doing a lot more, and it's funny. Do you remember Jack Robbins? Mm-hmm. When I was in the Hickory House, I wanted to write, and I had absolutely no confidence, and Jack Robbins got me started writing. I really, really owe him a lot. In fact, I was so nervous about the things I wrote that I would play them, and I'd say somebody else wrote them. I remember playing a tune and saying, Walter Bishop Jr. wrote it. One of these days he's going to come around and say, where's my royalty?
No, I think as you go through, maybe you're probably a lot like I am, as I have gotten older and gotten through with some of the playing and gotten the playing over with, I found that I've enjoyed writing a lot more, and I find that I want certain things I want to have remain, and certain tunes that I have created, I find stick with me for certain periods until I get them out of my system.
Unfortunately, and I hate to think we're running out of time, but this has gone by so fast and been so pleasant, and I do thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and doing this show with me.
It's a great pleasure. I know that it took a while to get together.
It did.
I have been, as I said, secluded many times for days and days and then writing. And as I said, I've become so attached to that and incorporating it into my playing that I haven't had as much time recently as I wanted to, but I've looked forward to doing this. Thank you for having me.
Let's wind up with one, I'll Live Dangerously Again.
There we go.
What did we pick?
Cottontail.
Cottontail, okay.
I'll let you start this.
Oh.
And I'll just
all right,
play
it'll be a nice conservative tempo.